Yeah, make sure y'all follow that nigga Rashad Radio, man.
Hell
give
him some yeah, love, hell man. Yeah, like, hell bro. Yeah.
Well,
I must have known I was gonna be running late. But not too late, because I'm right on time. Good morning, Stereo. Live from Maryland. October 12th, 2021. Lots of twos, lots of ones. Tuesday. Token Tuesday for all my tokas. But already understood what days of the week they are. On the shot radio, that is, at least. I don't have to OD with those topics. We can just, like, keep it that. I don't know. Wu-Tang Wednesdays. Token Tuesdays. Hold on one second, though, y'all. Let's see. Let's do this again. Good morning, Stereo. Yeah, we in here. Live from Maryland. You know what I'm saying? Token Tuesday. Fantasy Football Tuesday. Fuck. It's nice out, but it's kind of dreary. No sun. Just gray skies like Gotham in Maryland, that is. What's it like where you're at?
Welcome to the show if you're new.
I'm a little bit behind schedule. But I'm okay. There's also, for the people that do listen a lot, I want y'all to tell me if you notice a difference on the days that I'm talking to y'all and I'm actually drinking the coffee, and the days that I'm without the coffee, I'm still just off the wake and bake, you know what I mean, trying to go get my coffee. Peace of the room, man. We got messages. We got seven of y'all already, man. Make some noise for yourself. That's what I'm talking about. Good morning, Stereo. Morning Monologue, brought to you by me, Rashad Sadiq, on Rashad Radio, live on Stereo, trying to get all my podcast listeners that are on different platforms to come to Stereo. I'm trying to get people I know to come to Stereo, Clubhouse, and follow me, and follow y'all. But that's besides the point. Let me get to y'all messages before they get stale. We got Horny for Serotonin in the building.
What up, Rashad? Good morning. Live from Kentucky, live from Maryland. I'm here for the conversation. Peace to the room. Just want to say that my fantasy football team won last night, so now we are 3-2. I'm pretty hype about it. Every time we win, I get super hype about it. So I'm really into this fantasy football gig.
See, as you should be, and as you should be. That's why I want to report on it on time. 3-2 is good. I think that's my record in my family business league, which is upsetting to me because I was 3-0. That means I've lost my last two games. But the Stereo League, which is going to have some listeners in here pretty soon, the Stereo League, I am a terrible, terrible 1-4. It's painful, y'all. Like, last night, the Baltimore Ravens came back and won in an epic overtime game that had some of my players in it that I had just given up on. Like, nah, Bianca beat me. But then, lo and behold, my player got a touchdown, and I could see it. I was like, oh, just maybe. Maybe he'll make more. Maybe I can win. Oh, no, don't get your hopes up. Just relax, Rashad. Of course that's not going to happen, right? More drama happens. The group text, and shout out to the group text for the Good Morning Stereo live from Maryland. There's also a group text for the Stereo Fantasy Football, y'all. And as you know, FNG started texting and they're talking about this game's crazy. Oh shit, tell me I got service cutting up. Hope y'all can hear me, man. It's Good Morning Stereo live from Maryland. I was trying to tell y'all a story and then my phone started looking like this shit was cutting up. But yeah, long story short, y'all, I'm watching the damn game and Hollywood Brown, aka Marquise Brown for the Ravens, caught another touchdown at the very last second. Not the very last second, but in overtime. So like, all you gotta do is score a touchdown and this shit's over. And of course, with the guy that I got, he did that. But it was all for nothing because I lost by 2 points in my comeback. Failed comeback, that is. There's a bonus that was to be had this week, too. I see EMC right on time. She's leaving a message. It's a bonus week that we just had, man. The bonus week stipulation in our league, Horny for Serotonin, to my listeners, my lovely audience. I make a bonus, you know what I'm saying, for people to have some more fun just in case they don't have a good team and yada, 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 all that good stuff. But, yeah, this week was a bonus week, and it was an easy one. It was, like, the team with the highest scoring player, which until last night was looking like it was supposed to be Super High Man. Shout out to Super High Man. But last night, the Ravens came roaring back. I'm trying to tell you, it was crucial. It was dramatic Monday Night Football shit. Oh, man, it's the type of stuff I love about football season. My baby is asleep. I'm watching it, making noise, waking her up. She talking about, shh. What? You missing the game. I mean, I could have been in the living room, but we were watching it together in the bedroom at first. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So, EMC for life had the tight end. She had Mark Andrews, big swole head Mark Andrews for the Ravens. Messed around and got 41 points and tied Justin Herbert, the quarterback of the Chargers. So, in the event of the tie, I feel like it's only right that the two of you guys, the two of you teams, Super High Man, D's Nuts, I think his name is, yeah? D's Nuts and Faux Life's Ukuleles. The two of y'all need to go head-to-head next week in the same kind of stipulation. And whoever has a higher scoring player will be the one who wins the money. Sound fair? It's Good Morning Stereo live from Maryland. If you're new and you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, you don't know who the hell I am, make sure you hit that follow button. I'm friendly sometimes, most of the time, unless you're a Cowboy fan like my man Worm. Oh, shit. That's Worm right there.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Wormillion. Okay. And just in case you can't hear me with those headphones on, it's DC for life.
Yeah. Yeah, DC.
But. How about them boys?
Oh, you mean Dallas Cowboys for life. Yeah, see. I thought he was talking about DC, like DC was down the street from me.
Hello, Salam. How are you, Chetori?
Yeah, well, good morning to you. Good morning, Stereo, to the room. It's Rashad Radio. It's Rashad Sadiq. It is EMC Faux Life. What she got to say? She had a convincing win. This is, remember now, Faux Life, she was talking about when she was 0-3 that she's just going to lose and be her, if she was to lose every game, that would be her way of being a perfect winner or some, I don't know, warped California Pisces way. No, I'm just playing. Shout out to Faux Life. Your team's turning around. You're starting to see the light. It's starting to get competitive. And this is typically when it does, like around week 6 and 7. You start looking at the teams, like even my team. I know y'all like, oh, he ain't shit. But y'all know I got at least one more he ain't shit game. I better start winning or I'm definitely ain't shit.
That game was so crazy. It had one of my tight ends score 41 points, which put me at tie with Super High Man's quarterback for the bonus round. Mm-hmm. Apparently, we tied, motherfucker.
All that, though. The motherfucker at the end that had me. What's up to Mr. Butler to you? What's up, Horny for Serotonin? Serenity, Beauty Within Me, Worm Million, Selly Cell, Faux Life, Resh G, Chop Master Truth. I See y'all, man.
Hey, top of the grand rising. Greetings to the room from the Green Mountain State of Vermont. What's up, Rashad Radio? And even though I don't have much conversation when it comes to the sports, shout out to the cross-platform collaboration. I'm all about that, too. Yeah, getting people from TikTok over having conversations. Shout out to my Instagram friends that I like to share too, but they don't really join in on the app because I don't know why though. A lot of people just, you know, they'll download the app and, you know, they'll wait for a moment, but you know, time will tell. Shout out to those who know. I'm in here. What up?
I think honestly, man, what up to you, Chopmaster? As far as like the figuring out why certain people just don't jive with this, certain people have different objectives when it comes to social media. You know what I'm saying? And like, I feel like most people who are podcasting or into like using their voice, they might be interested. But people who are like just typically, and like, and let's just think about this too, not to go on too much of a tangent, but like people who are more demonstrative through not using their words, you know what I'm saying? They use nonverbal cues. They just, they're probably the ones that are probably like more likely to just want to look at Instagram, just look at Facebook. That's maybe just look secretly at Twitter. This one requires two things that some people just don't really fucking have. Some people don't have the ability and the skill to, and the desire, right, to speak well and like communicate to people. Then the other side of it is I would imagine that those people also don't have the ability or the desire to listen well. To say, you know, I got time for that. I'm going to listen. Stereo trying to crash on me. Let me play some messages before that shit goes to hell. It's good morning, Stereo, live from Maryland. Talking a little bit of fantasy football. You know I can't not talk about John Gruden. What y'all think about John Gruden? Cancel culture is a real motherfucker. Now, it's in my world, and you might want to know how I feel about it, right? Am I going to be hypocritical? Am I going to be... I don't even know what my stance is when it comes to this shit. But I know I got to play some messages from this Cowboy fan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot what to do, 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 what to do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You fucker, you. You see? That's why Stereo's fucking up. Because of shit like that. It knew. It knew that you were going to do that. I was going to overreact and go, oh my God, scream a little bit too loud. I'm sorry, y'all. I know it's early in the morning for me to be screaming like that. I have a loathing for this what it do shit. Don't y'all do it. I will clip your messages.
What's going on, Rashad? It feels good to be reporting live from Maryland, you know what I mean, the DMV and shit.
Right.
Shout out
right.
to Detroit, Minnesota, Virginia. We in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, oh wait, no, so that's, nah, that's not the DMV, dude. That's where you from in the DMV? Huh. Detroit, Minnesota, and Virginia. You got one of them right. I'm not around those ways, though, man. I mean, I'm like a couple, like I'm an hour from Virginia. Shout out to the DMV. Shout out to everybody listening to me if you are hearing me in the DMV. Make some noise if you're new in these stereo streets. That's my man, King Geo. He, just bless his heart, y'all. He's special, okay? You know, he one day woke up and thought he was from the DMV. Last I knew, he was like a West Coast cat. Salvadoreño. Salvatruco, right? Yeah, he's from Salvador. Shout out to him, though. I hope he's okay. Lately, he's been forgetting who he is. But we all got love for my man King Gio, right? Put the hearts on the screen if you care about your friends out here on these stereo streets that are having some type of situations where we can't help them, but all we can do is show love in the Good Morning Stereo Live from Maryland show report. And you know what? Mad love to Detroit, Minnesota, and Virginia, too. Damn it. If that's where you're swinging around, Gio, peace to you. So who's your football team if that's where you, if that's where you're at, dog?
Good morning to you and good night to me. Later.
Oh, wow.
Sean Radio.
What? Stay up. Don't go to bed yet. M Spec. I just got up, man. I'm about to go get some coffee.
Good morning, Rashard. This is Serenity calling from Michigan.
Hey, Michigan in the building. What up, Serenity? Thank you for leaving that message. Peace to you. I don't suppose you play fancy football. And if y'all in here don't, that's okay. I'm going to transition the topic into something that is just cancel culture and juicy. Did you know that a coach who had once retired from the NFL to return, right? He retired. He did a little bit of broadcasting on Monday Night Football. He couldn't just watch it no more. He had to come back. He came back. He had to come back so bad. He took like a 10-year deal or some shit. Oh, yo, this shit wild, right? And then he had to write these homophobic, racist, vile emails 10 years ago in 2011. But now, today, he is no longer working because of these emails, y'all. Y'all hip to this? John Gruden? We're going to get to that story in a second because, if I'm not mistaken, this boy, Scatty Scotty, a.k.a. King Geo from the DMV, Detroit, Maryland, and, well, Vermont or something, he's an Oakland Raiders fan somehow, being all the way from out there. It's crazy.
Demonstrative. Yo, that's a word. Yo, you had me with that, man. I was here going, what? I had to switch accents. I had to get into my Caribbean, Jamaican accent. I was like, demonstrative? What?
Demonstrative.
Yeah, man. Shout out to that. But yo, yeah, it's how people interact with their social media platforms. A lot of people are just all about the visuals. It takes a lot to stand on your verbal affirmation, don't it? Shout out to those who know.
Facts, man. Like, this ain't for everybody, bro. Like, this was definitely for me, if y'all can't tell. Shout out to everybody that's been fucking with me for a minute. It's been like a year on this app. Stereo got a little question on the internet on Facebook about what Halloween mask do we want? And I said Jason mask, Scream mask, Anonymous mask, and bring back the MF Doom mask, right? Y'all should go check that shit out. Go in there and put your fucking your opinion and tell them Rashard Radio sent you. They love me. They love me here.
What are the
Oh my god.
No, Rashard. You know what? You're definitely right. You know what? I'm a little high. Sorry, I didn't mean Detroit, Minnesota, Virginia. I definitely meant Denver, Montana, Vermont.
Right.
There it is. What it do?
Right. Shout out to Denver, Montana, and Vermont. My man Roy Truth up in here. The DMV. You feel me? It's Good Morning Stereo Live from Maryland. We get silly in here, man. If y'all didn't know, man, and you knew, hit that follow button. Follow my IG. Follow my Twitter. Follow me when I talk to you about stuff that could be somewhat, you know, sensitive if you were a little Rudy Pooh sensitive ass bitch. That's all I was playing. I'm playing. It's football season, though, so, you know, tighten up around.
Amp. Don't go to sleep. You're not tired.
Right.
We know you're not tired. Don't go to sleep.
I never sleep, because sleep is the cousin of death. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got, though. That's all I remember from the song.
I would just like to point out that nor have I said the thing that I told Rashard I would not say around him anymore.
You're so compliant.
I would just like to point that out.
You are so compliant, and I appreciate that. That's why you're getting blessed in this fantasy shit. That's why you're about to get. I predict that your team is about to like start never losing, just because you were on some shit like I'm gonna keep losing. Your team's gonna be like, fantasy gods say you're healthy. Fantasy gods say you better go get this money.
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow I'm in between Denver, Montana, Vermont, but yeah, you're definitely right. Oakland Raiders fan. I know they Las Vegas Raiders now, but I don't believe in that. I don't believe in alligators, crocodile gang and shit. But I can't lie, they kind of let me down. They let me down on Sunday, man. And yeah. But you know, it feels good to know that the Cowboys, America's team, took that shit home.
What?
By an outstanding fucking fashion. Did the Redskins win or lose, Rashad? They probably lost.
The disrespect is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Boy, listen here, King Geo. Listen here, all y'all Oakland Raider fans. Let me get y'all the skinny before I get to the next couple of messages. And for everybody that's in here, man, just tap on the screen, make some noise. Make sure you share it, too. Can y'all do me that favor? Share this to your Instagram, your Twitter. You can at Rashad Radio so I can see where you shared it to. Put it on your motherfucking Facebook. Share it in your email. Your fucking iPhone, text messages, WhatsApp, Snapchat. Just Telegram it. Share the jump, man. Make this go up, man. They like it if you share it on Twitter, word up. I'm trying to let y'all know this is a little secret. That no longer is a secret. But nah, man. All right, here's the scoop, y'all. If you didn't know, the Washington football team has been under investigation by the NFL. You know what I'm saying? For a lot. Like, this whole Trump administration, this whole Weinstein, what was the other dude, Epstein, all these weirdo motherfuckers, all these old white folks with power, you don't think that shit has traces in the NFL? So, you know, the whole world is getting combed through and cleaned up and regulated and all that good shit. I'm sure in the process of them trying to get my owner, Dan Snyder, which I don't know what he got. He must have, like, futuristic money. I don't know. He just always gets out of this shit, right? He changed the name. You know, he didn't get out of that. He had to change the name. But through them investigating our team, y'all, they discovered these emails from John Gruden where he's over here saying everything in the book about Negroes and homos and oh my God.
I hate cancel culture because cancel culture promotes public shaming. And instead of, you know, someone being able to apologize for the past, it makes it available so they can be publicly shamed. Fuck that shit. Damn. Fuck that. I don't like publicly shaming people. Take it to the back channels, y'all.
Take it to the back channels, says Faux Life. That's how she feels. What you say, Warren?
Hey, yo, Rashad's the homie, guys. Treat him with a little respect. I mean,
right.
Just because it says Rashad's a dick underneath his what? Face. I mean, doesn't mean you need to come in here with your what to do.
Oh, my Lord. I'm going to start making this shit super fans only. Yep. Purple gang only or something. What the hell? I can't believe. Rashad's a dick?
Who won the big game last night? I fell asleep early.
Well, the Baltimore Ravens won the game. I wouldn't call it a big game, but they won the game in overtime. And it was in big game fashion, though, so that was good. Shout out to you. Who was that? That was Gump. PCU Gump. Appreciate you coming through. Good morning, Stereo, live from Maryland. I was going to talk a little bit about that fantasy aspect, but more so about John Gruden. So, like, I don't got no problem with John Gruden. I never really liked him too much. Am I surprised? Am I surprised that John Gruden has emails saying the F word that rhymes with maggot and things of that nature, man? No, I'm not surprised. He looks crazy. We called him Chucky when he first was coaching in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers era. He returned. He always looks shady. He looks like he, like, sneaks cocaine into the game and takes bumps and, like, be grinding his teeth and shit because he's high as hell off that yayo and still football and crazy as hell and American as hell, too. You can't stop me. I'm John Gruden. Shit, this is my country.
The Lions from Detroit. Ooh. The Lions need to win. Yeah, the Lions, it'd be so good to see them, like, go on a winning streak. Like, they've been on a losing streak for so long.
Yo, word. They had their coach, who was a big, big, large man that would not look like a wimpy kind of guy at all. He was, and not to say crying is wimpy, y'all. I'm just saying. It was caught me off guard to see him cry. He was crying the other day because they have no wins, yo. Not a man. And he loves his team and his players. And I don't know why he cried, actually, but he did cry. And yes, y'all do need a win. Shout out to Horny for Serotonin. Got one.
Rashad. So I'm going to sound like a total boomer, but can you please explain to me what Telegram is? Because I was out the other night having dinner with some girlfriends, and one of them said that she sent a Telegram, and I laughed because I thought she meant, like, I thought she was joking. Like, I thought she was just like, yeah, I was trying so hard to get a hold of this bitch, I, like, sent her, like, a Telegram. But now I'm finding out that Telegram is something that, like, actually exists and is a social platform. Can you explain this to me? Thank you.
It's another one of those, like, Twitter text messaging WhatsApp joints. Like, those joints are low-key scandalous as hell. Like, you can get yourself these little apps that make it so no matter if you have an Android, that's what I feel like the purpose of them are. Like, it's so that people who have Android or iPhone can communicate smoothly, see who's read the messages, and get linked into people. Because, like, you can just sit there and use Telegram or the other ones and follow, like, a hashtag and be in a whole world of wild shit. Yo, it's Good Morning Stereo, live from Maryland. I hope that cleared it up for you, Ariane. Y'all got to do me the favor. I'm about to put my Wi-Fi on and then do all that stuff, so leave me a message. Who's going to do it first? Hold on, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Boom, I'm back up in here. Okay, let me turn my mic on. Trick I got to do. Okay, boom. Who's got that message? It was EMC.
Message. Sending message.
EMC trying to win. See, I got that competitive spirit going on, y'all.
See, I'm a San Diego Chargers fan, and even though I play fantasy, I was, oh my God, that game. They said, fuck the defense. Fuck the defense. Shout out to the quarterback that helped, you know, Super Highman get 41 points. That, my friend, was a fucking bomb-ass game. Shout out to my LA Chargers. Or my San Diego Chargers. They'll always be San Diego Chargers to me. Fuck LA.
Yeah, I mean, fantasy football gives you the opportunity to be a fan of your team and, you know what I'm saying, everything that you got going on, you know what I'm saying? So, don't worry about it. That game was great, actually. I'm going to win. That's all I got to say. I need to start winning. Tired of coming over here and congratulating y'all. So somebody tell Super High Man that's what's going down. He's going to have to split this victory with EMC for life. They both got 41 points as the bonus week concludes. I should tell you all the rankings right now. Matter of fact, while I got y'all, man. I know y'all. Some of y'all might not be here for this, but like, I owe it to my league and I owe it to myself as well. Because I'm like, let me just be honest with y'all. Shout out to my girl Lana Wana in first place in the East at 4-1. We got Magic, he's smoking my ops today, 3-2, tied with Super High Man at 3-2. My man Keith is 2-3. FNG has dropped down to 2-3. FNG, where you at, homie? Scorpio Gang, Maddie Wash, and myself are at the bottom of the East at 1-4. Big shout out to Prototype A and Bianca Sade, who are tied for first place in the West. Both of them are 4-1. I see you. I just lost to Bianca Sade, y'all, about 2 points. So I'm surprised she's not in here giving me the business. But she's sweet and she's kind, so maybe she's going to let me slide. Who else we got underneath me? We got the DC Sniper tied with Pedro Like, Strugglesaurus. They are both 3-2. Man, it's getting thick up in here, y'all. Then we got Faux Life creeping on them at 2-3, tied with my man Pearl's Posse, who just had a daughter. And he is 2-3. Shout out to my man Pearl Posse. And then Diamond P. Diamond P looking for her second win, just like me, at the bottom of the West at 1-4. Shout out to the whole league, man. I'm having a great time playing with y'all. I'm so glad. Worm just hit me up. It is a little too late, man, because the season's already started, bro. But, like, let's do it next year, man. Like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a fragmented system with the league next year so I can have like a beginner joint, the newcomers, you know what I'm saying, the OGs, all that shit. Have the super fans like my man TBS.
Shout out Rashad Radio. What up though? Hey, so I'm at Home Depot yesterday.
Uh
All right. I walked past, you know, I got my Eagle shirt on, my slides, I was dealing with some bullshit. And some girls like, oh, y'all got y'all ass whooped. I'm like, I looked at her, I was like, fuck is you talking about? We won. And I didn't say fuck with y'all. I don't talk to anybody. I said, what is you even talking about? We won. Oh, yeah, that was the Giants. I was like, man, if you don't take your star and go to the moon with that shit, go fuck out of here. Anyway, what up to the room? Shout out to Good Morning Stereo. Shout out to the room. Shout out to my guy, Rashad Radio. What up?
That's funny. She was a Cowboy fan. That's funny, man. How tragic and bamified.
What's up, Rashad Radio? Shit, live from Savannah, Georgia, nigga. You already know. I appreciate that info in the back channels yesterday, bro. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. You say shout out to Livewire, too. I've seen that equipment that he was letting you know works as well. And so that's not the first time. I was definitely interested. If I didn't have every freaking microphone in the world, I probably would get it, too. But, man, who knows? I might still get it. It's Good Morning Stereo live from Maryland, October 12th, 2021. Getting the day started. If you're new, hit the follow button. If you're trying to get on the panel, I see you. I can't let you up, man. It's a morning monologue, and my audience, they get real mad when I do anything different. But I do appreciate y'all swinging through. Let me know what's good with you. You can say Good Morning Stereo live from wherever you're from, and we can get to know you that way in a perfect world. No pressure, though. Let me see if I can get some better sounding music on. I don't know what's going on with this shit.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the Green Mountain State of Vermont. I've been here for 8 years. Best decision I made in 2013. And I moved from Florida. Shout out to Florida. Shout out to Florida.
I'm part of Florida. I got Florida and Orlando. Shout out to O-Town. Shout out to everybody down there in O-Town, Florida. A.K.A. Orlando.
Oh, you said the Redskins been under investigation because of that whole Epstein shit? That's fucked up. Because I know the Raiders been under investigation for the longest, but that's just because they're trying to figure out how the fuck are they so good? How the fuck are they just dripping and oozing with the talent?
No, that's not what happened. He's got.
I tell you what, John Gruden, my type of people down here in the bayous, we definitely promote John Gruden. That's darn tootin'.
Not darn tootin'.
Yeah, you're right, Rashad. I think that's why they call it Gruden's Grinders. Talking about grinding their teeth.
Right. You know what I'm saying? He looked like he's just yayed up. I can't lie, man. Something looked. He always looked. I'm not surprised. Put it like this. I'm not surprised that John Gruden might have said some racist shit. I want to actually read it now because it's like, if you want to sit there and resign, fam, it was that bad. Like, you a bigot like that, man? Selly Cell, Scorpio Gang up in here.
Good morning, Rashad Radio. Rashad Sadiq.
Morning.
Back in San Pedro, California, 4:30 on the west side, 4:30 a.m. But yeah, John Gruden, I too, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised when stuff is found out about anyone. You know, we all have the potential to be anything, positively or negatively.
I agree.
The real thing is, this was uncovered by an investigation into the Washington football team.
Exactly.
So, can you tell me, Mr. Sadiq, is your boy Mr. Snyder trying to deflect the flames off of him and his organization? And also, that word.
Hold on, he's got another one.
And also, since Gruden used that word that rhymes with maggot, how did he really feel with one of his own players came out and announced that he was gay? He was the first active roster football player in NFL history to come out as gay. Who cares? As long as you can perform on the football field, that's was basically what it's about, right? How did old Chucky, Coach Chucky, really feel about that? and Keyshawn Johnson. I was watching Keyshawn Johnson on ESPN this morning. Said he always knew John Gruden was shady. Maybe not a racist, but shady.
Wow.
So why is this stuff coming out now? How come this stuff wasn't put out in 2011, 2012?
Because there was no investigation at that time. That's why.
Hey, did I hear somebody say FLA? Hey, that's not nice. And also, a little history. The Chargers actually started in Los Angeles. We had them first.
Oh, yeah.
LA, baby. All day.
Oh boy, we got the teams repping in here. Okay.
Yo, this is the worst fantasy season ever. I got Cook, but I got his backup. I got C-Mac, but I got his backup. And like my quarterbacks are just not producing. I got Aaron Rodgers in one. Ain't really carrying it. And my wide receiver stuck almost everywhere. I had one team with Calvin Ridley and Julio both out. Can't win that fucking game. But yeah, man, it's been a rough sad season. But you know what? 17 weeks. And usually I start like hot as fuck, and then I don't win the Super Bowl, so who gives a fuck? So hopefully I start out slow, come back and whoop ass. That's the plan right now. I'm stay optimistic. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, you have to. If you don't, you know, it's not going to be fun at all. Good morning. Good morning, Stereo, live from Maryland. We got TBS talking about he's not having a good fantasy year. I'm not either in the Stereo one. The one that I'm introducing everybody in, I'm not doing well, but I'm not giving up, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Me going on a winning streak has put my confidence in overdrive. But I got to be humble about it. I got to be humble. So, you know, I'm not going to win, guys. I'm just not going to win any more games. I got to be humble, because if I get competitive, I'll turn into the Jolly Green Monster. I promise. I can't turn into that.
You're going to mess around and win again, and your record's going to say you're 3-3, and then somebody else is going to lose, and they're going to be 3-3, and you're going to smell the playoffs, and you're going to be like, this shit is lit. Shout out to everybody in the league, man. A lot of people in the clip right now. It's Fantasy Football Talk. It's Good Morning Stereo Talk, live from Maryland. If I don't recognize you, you don't recognize me, it's all good. Hit that follow button. Hit the share button too, man, after you do that. Share me to your IG and at me, man. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. It's Rashad Radio. It's Rashad Sadiq. We talking fantasy football.
Hey, Rashad, you talk about John Gruden getting fired yet?
Yeah, you know
they
I
fired
did.
John Gruden. Yo, I don't care what nobody say. That was a money thing. They was like, yo, because they had that 10-year contract he signed. That shit was the right. Dumbest shit ever that they immediately regretted. And this is right. Their opportunity to get the fuck out of it. So I think that's what happened more than anything. People always think America cares about race. They don't. It's about the money. Follow the money. But yeah, that's what I think happened. But yeah, I was wondering if you talked about it.
I mean, I did, and I didn't know about that part. I mean, I did know about that part, but I don't think that that's what it is. I think it's a combination of him just being in the crossfire. You know, when the NFL just feels like a lot of people one day are just going to go down. Like the feds are just going to raid it or some shit, right? NFL be doing that good old boy shit.
Yo, don't forget John Gruden's brother used to coach the Redskins. That's probably why I came out of Washington. Because John Gruden's brother used to coach the Redskins.
Bro, we fucking shamed Jay Gruden. You should see what we did when Jay Gruden was on his way out of here. It was terrible. There was videos of him drunk as a skunk. Like sitting on the ground in popular college town places out here, you know what I'm saying, with young hoes. Like he lost his marriage. It was bad, yo. Like, it's shady in the DMV when it comes to the big money shit. I ain't gonna fake, you know. I understand why people say be careful what you wish for when you want the success. You know what I'm saying? It ain't always cracked up to be out here, but I ain't never scared. I'm like Bone Crusher out here. Like Bone Crush on these Stereo streets. Shout out to the 19 people in the room, man. I wonder if I could ever get this shit up to 30. You know what I'm saying? I want to just keep doing this shit every morning as long as I can, as long as the Stereo app works, as long as they give me the ability to speak to y'all from fucking Maryland to wherever you are.
We got Michigan in here. We got Cali in here. We got all types of different energies in here. If you want to, before it's over, hit the fucking record button. Say good morning, stereo, live from wherever you're from, and introduce yourself, right? That's how it's going down up in here.
You have aging at this moment. Maybe when you feel like you're peaking at your best, I'm just going to get off.
A word, that's how you feel, Spec. I saw your message and I felt the shade, so I was like, let me just play. So shout out to my girl M Spec. You wanna hear her message again? Like, even when she says something shady, it sounds nice.
You have aging at this moment. Maybe when you feel like you're peaking at your best, I'm just gonna get off.
Yo, shout out M Spectacular. Make sure y'all check her out, give her a follow as well. Sally Cell. Hold on, we got
Oh, if he used the F word? Oh yeah. Man, yeah, he canceled, bro. You can't get away with the F word. They don't care if you white or a white man or not. Yo, if he used that word, he's done.
Oh Lord. Oh no, what a dummy.
I know, I don't know, but I wanna see it. That's all I know. It's like it elevated from one to more. So that's the update on that.
Also like to add, I don't know if we did touch on this yesterday, but how about that Deontay Wilder Tyson Fury fight on Saturday night? Hell of a fight. Real good fight, man. Even though Wilder lost, 42 wins, I believe. 41 by way of knockout. Nothing to sneeze at. But I wish my man Deontay Wilder can, you know, go back and get in the lab and get a grasp on the basics and his conditioning. You know, he kind of came out working the jab, but those old habits started coming out towards the end. But it was still a good fight nonetheless.
Shout out to that fight, man. Yeah, I ain't see it, but I heard about it.
Yo, DM, we find out DMV is White Chocolate City too. Jay Gruden was out there getting to the dots in Magic City, throwing money up at them colleges, getting them pretty young tenders. Oh, White Chocolate City too, stop.
Man, go look it up if y'all want to see a sad sight. Look up Jay Gruden drunk, and you'll see a man smoking cigarettes, looking like he knows he's about to get fired from the Washington Redskins.
If you push the three dots at the top right, you can disable the add co-host option.
Yeah, but I don't want to. I know that. I appreciate you, man. Shout out to you for that. I like to actually say to the people that are trying to jump up, hey, I see you. But no. Because I also just want to know, like, who wants to jump up, and it gives a nice little smooth ice-breaking way of me introducing myself to them and speaking to them. So, shout out to Normo. This is one of them. I don't know if he's cool or not. Let's see what he says.
Put that thing in the ring, okay?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, you hit him first, but you can go ahead and give him back to San Diego now. Thank you.
Ooh, they fighting over the Chargers in here. It's a fancy football talk. It's a great Jay Gruden talk. It's just a good morning stereo live from Maryland Token Tuesday type of thing. You figure deal me. King Geo up in here done lost his mind. EMC for life done tied. Made fucking the bonus tie with Super High Man. We tried to get him in here, but.
Good morning, Rashad Radio, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Shout out to you. Shout out to the room. Let's get this thing going. It's my first day of the week, and I have 181 emails. Pray for me, guys.
Ooh, it is time to get to work for you for sure.
That's okay. You can may have had them first, but they moved back to the San Diego area, and they'd been there for a long ass time. I've been a Charger fan since I could walk, talk, breathe, you know? Okay. So when you've had them for 27 years of your life, and then 2 years ago, they, you know, moved up to the LA, back to the LA area. You know, it's heartbreaking as a fan because they had been the San Diego Chargers for that long. Yeah. I say what I say.
Well.
But I still love, but I'm not a bandwagoner fan. So I still support them LA Chargers now. They're just San Diego Chargers to me.
Yeah, at least it's still the Superchargers. At least their name never changed.
I don't know who said give them back to San Diego, but yeah, give them back. Give them back. I'm with you, girl. SD, let's go.
SD, and that doesn't mean suck dick. I mean, I'm sorry. That was totally inappropriate. It's too early for that. It was too easy.
Man, I tell you what, Wilder, honestly, first round, the way he came out, he had the game plan right. Because if you watch it, he was going to the body with some jabs, but he was even going to the body with hooks. And if you pay attention to Tyson's face, he was feeling the hooks. The other fight, when Tyson came out, he came out straight aggressive, right? This time, when he was getting hit with those hooks, no headshots being thrown, all body at first, he was kind of like, oh, shit, and he was feeling them. He started backing up, started kind of curling up. But Wilder, knowing that, you know, he always likes to drop that right hand, went back to trying to drop him with the right. Wilder, obviously he can box, but he's not a boxer's boxer. He don't have the same IQ when it comes to boxing as Fury. Fury's just bigger, heavier, better boxer, and he got...
So, shout out to King Geo for that boxing update. I'm about to get up on out of here. I'm about to turn on the homies only feature where only the super homies can leave messages. But I am thinking about this whole worm proposition. Just texted him. If anybody in the Stereo Fantasy Football League wants to sell their team to the homie Worm Million, it'll be the first ever in my fantasy football league's history of a team acquisitions after the draft. Who wants to sell their losing team to Worm? You just have to take them as is. That's just how it would be. It's good morning, Stereo. Let's see if we got two more before we get out of here.
Yeah, LA had them first, and they went down to San Diego. I don't care about no Chargers, no way. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, Dallas all day, you know. But the reason why the Chargers left is because the Chargers wanted the city of San Diego to pay for a new building. Your mayor at the time said, screw that, you pay for it. And so they packed up and left. And got with the money with Kroenke over there with the Rams, and now they're in Inglewood at SoFi Stadium. So unless the NFL decides to expand, no more football in San Diego.
Boy,
womp womp,
womp womp, super womp womp. But that new stadium is beautiful. My son is infatuated with it. He's like into architecture and design and engineering at an early age, so I have to make sure I pay close attention to that. Shout out to the room, yo. I'm about to get up out of here, but I want to say peace and love to everybody that's in here, like M Spec. Thank you for rocking with me this morning. Mr. Butler to you, Horny for Serotonin, Sally, my man Sally Cell, Chop Master Truth, Cyber Gypsy, he doesn't change his name, I feel that's the old Cyber. Check yourself out in North Kakalaka. Thank you for coming through and leaving a beautiful message. June 504, what's up, man? Make sure you follow Rashad Radio. Cyber One, I know your birthday, if not, has happened. It's coming around the corner. Peace to the Libras. King Geo, I see you. Peace to Pastrami, you know what I'm saying? Diablo Sin Hogar, I don't know who you are, man, but you a devil. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you can rock with me and see the light. Maybe we can get more heavenly and shit. God don't like ugly. EMC for life. Johnny Silverfang, daughter of... Yo, that's annoyed steps in the building. Yo, a lot of y'all up in here, man. I wish I could see if y'all were tapping when I was saying your name. If you didn't, it's all good. It's no difference. I got to get up on out of here. This one's definitely going to get up on Spotify. I was lacking on it last week. But if you didn't notice, the House of Hip Hop has a playlist. The House of Hip Hop is on all major podcast platforms, not just Stereo. And so is Good Morning Stereo. So, yeah, y'all about to be heard by the whole podcast universe. You feel me? Let's play this one more message before I get
up. San Diego Superchargers. San Diego Superchargers. Yeah. LA. Yeah, see, it doesn't work with LA. No. It doesn't work. The theme does not go.
Los San Diego Angeles. Superchargers. Shout out to that. Shout out to the singing, faux life energy. Shout out to everybody, man. Peace and love. Don't push or shove. Be better than you was yesterday. Be on the lookout for Inquiring Minds Want to Know. Be on the lookout for the House of Hip Hop. Be on the lookout for all the Rashad Radio Live productions that are on Stereo, all right? Hit the Instagram, hit the Twitter, hit all my social media, and get familiar with a brother, all right? Peace and love. Don't push the show. I'm gone.